It is interesting to me that God seems to be pulling me more and more to the Old Testament. Part of the reason, I'm sure, is because I have preached a lot from the New Testament in the roughly 17 years that I've been preaching. I believe that the bigger reason is that God is moving us, this congregation, to a deeper place in our walk with Him. I would ask this morning, do you feel like you are ready for that deeper place? Do you feel like you are ready for the next step, for what God wants from us together here and from you? You see, God doesn't really care if we feel ready. God's timing is perfect, and sometimes He just says, ready or not, here I come. Have you ever had that in your life? Sometimes God just says, ready or not, this is what we have to do. This is where we have to move. This is what I'm going to change. I was told a long time ago, that when you feel inadequate is exactly the time that God uses you, because then you give Him the glory for what you accomplish. When you don't feel like you can, when you feel like what God is asking of you is impossible, it's not within your grasp, but God still puts you in the position to do it, that is the very time that God will use you in a powerful way, because God knows that then you will give Him glory for the accomplishment. How many times have you read about people in the Bible who said, I can't? How many times? Over and over again, as God has called His people, I mean, Moses is the one that sticks out the most, called, and I can't, I can't, I can't. So God really started to lose patience with him. But every time God calls somebody to a great task in the Bible, the first thing that we usually hear, not always, is either I can't, I'm not strong enough, not me, Lord, you've made a mistake. It really can't be me. That's not within what I do or how I feel or the way I function. How many times do we say that? Lord, I would really like to. Lord, I would really love to be that person. Lord, I would really like to do something for you, but I just can't. I'm too weak. I'm not strong enough. I'm too old now, Lord. I'm too old. You waited too long, God. You waited until I was this old, and you know I'm too old to do that now. There is never an age limit on serving God. There are powerful ways that you can serve God. And I go back to Moses. If you would just read how old he was when God started to use him, you might say, I'm too young. And God looks at you and says, you are never too young. Nothing is impossible if you will allow me to work. If you make excuses. God always puts things in straightforward terms. I think God is direct. He deals in black and white, right or wrong, truth or lies. I don't think God uses words about His word. God doesn't beat around the word in the bush. I want you to listen to the scriptures that we have for today. This first one is entitled in my Bible, The Offer of Life or Death. Very direct from God. The offer of life or death. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. The Israelites are getting ready to go into the promised land after 40 years of wandering in the desert. Did it take 40 years for God to get Israel out of Egypt? No. It took 40 years to get the Egypt out of Israel. God's purpose. How long does it take God to get us where we need to be? Israel was not ready for the promised land. It wasn't that far. They weren't ready. Maybe you could look at what happened and say maybe they still weren't quite ready, but God was ready there. But it took 40 years for them to be ready. How long does it take us to be ready to do God's will? It works the same way with us. God works in us. God works on us. God lets us hear sometimes the same message over and over again. God will let us go around that same mountain in the same spot over and over again, never making any progress. Because God is working in us and trying to show us what we need to do to be ready for the next step. The question always is, will we ever get tired of being in the same place and traveling the same road? Will we ever get dizzy from going around the mountain in the same place and never going up? That is the question that we have to ask ourselves in our Christian lives. Do we want to move forward? Will we allow God to get the world out of us so that we can serve Him? God is speaking clearly and plainly to them. They have no excuse at this point. They know God's commandments. After 40 years, it is ingrained in their hearts, and they can recite them in their sleep. No excuse. What's left for them to do? What is left for them to do? I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. Now they have to obey and follow and do, because it is a matter, in God's eyes, a matter of life and death. Seems harsh. Really seems harsh when you just read this little part. Do you realize how patient God has been with them? Do you realize how patient God has been with His people? How many times they failed, and yet here they stand, one river crossing from the Over and over and over again they failed. Over and over and over again they were reprimanded. But still God brought them to the brink of the promised land. And then he charges them. It's the same choice today for people. Choose Jesus. It's a choice of life or death. Maybe not today or tomorrow, next month or next year, but in eternity it is a choice of life or death. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live. You know, I really don't get it sometimes. How can this life be so alluring that people by the millions are willing to sacrifice eternity with God in the promised land? Is it such a big sacrifice to make for the reward we are promised? Every day, people wait. Talk to people about Jesus sometime. Talk to them about the commitment that they need to make. Don't tell them how sinful they are. Don't tell them how far removed from God they are. Talk to them about making just the very simple choice of coming to Jesus, and you will hear so many excuses, so many reasons not to do it right now, so many reasons to wait. Yet, life might end tomorrow. I'll take my chances. I'll roll the dice. It's only eternity that we're talking about, right? Church and its leaders. That's the title of your scripture in 1 Corinthians. Who are the leaders of the church? Anybody know who the leaders of the church are? Each and every one of you that walked through the doors this morning is a leader. Christ's church. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a leader of His church. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you are not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not active like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? As I told you earlier, it's time to move forward. We don't have time to slowly drink our bottles filled with milk. It's time for the meat of things, the ministry and mission that awaits us. There is no room on Christ's mission for a diaper bag. Remember God's word. Jesus told his disciples, take nothing with you, not even a change of clothes. There is no time for arguing and disagreements. It's time to be adults in Christ in the church today. We are entering a critical time in the history of mankind. I really believe that. And I believe it's going to take the church as adults to stand and to talk to the world. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants. Through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants, the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. Friends, I believe it is time to find our place so that we know our place before God. Are you a planter of seeds or a person who waters the seeds? Can you speak God's word to others? Can you tenderly care for others in the name of Jesus? Do you take every opportunity to let others know the way to salvation? Do you live your life in a way that draws others to your Savior? You must know your place and function in God's kingdom. It literally means life or death. Do you comprehend this morning? Do you see what is at stake in the world around you? Millions and millions and millions of people. Life or death. Salvation or not. Eternity with God. Or eternity in hell. It is that serious. Are we ready for meat? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.